I am a random-minded, laid-back gamer and audiophile. I like to play video games, of course. I have every Game Boy system released in America and NES to Wii. I also have a PS2, had a Dreamcast and television, and seem to have inherited an Xbox 360. I like to play retro games a lot of the time. If the console still works, I will turn it on and play it. I have that Atari thing that plugs into your TV and has 10 games built in it. I do incorporate some old titles in the jokes I say too, if you hadn't noticed. One example was when I was talking to a friend. Dude, you know what I would totally like to joust? And I said, what do you mean, like on a horse? And he said, yeah, what do you think I meant, on a car or an ostrich? I played that game. It's just a random conversation with a friend. You know, if you know what jousting on an ostrich and what game you can car joust in. But if you don't know the answer to either, then you should just move along. If you want to know me more, just email me or look at my other profiles. I tried to split them up over relevance. I keep multiple profiles here on gamingpassions.com. Thanks. That's all for me, Andrew K.
Thank you, Andrew K.
Yeah, thanks for the voicemail.
Yeah, that was that was great. And I'm pretty sure that jousting on an ostrich is some sort of innuendo, but I didn't want to.
Right, and if you are a female listener of the Beardcast and would like to get in touch with Andrew K, please let us know.
Yeah, we'll, absolutely. I mean, because
go into the preferences that he's looking for.
Yes,
female in question should be 90 to 350 pounds.
Anywhere in between is fine.
I mean, we don't mind.
He will not date a smoker.
No smokers.
Yeah.
However, he's not picky because he will date a female, male, not sure. Or transgender. So this is a very open-minded
focus. Oh, those are the options, or those are what he picked?
Well, see, at the top it says he's seeking women, but then gender, female, male, not sure, or transgender.
That's fine. So he's just seeking people who self-identify as a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. What? Yeah.
And he's a pirate romantic.
Introvert, extrovert.
Right. Yes.
Also, he likes the following foods. So if you're into culinary excellence, you want to go for this guy. It's fast food, Japanese, junk food, omnivore, spicy, and sushi.
Guru Gamesh.
It is Guru Gamesh.
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
He wants a Big Mac where you just take like the meat parts off of it and add sushi.
No, I don't. With his wanting a 390-pounder, he wants all the meat he can get, apparently.
350.
Oh, I'm sorry.
92, 350.
390 is just out of line. What makes me giggle is the fact that he doesn't want a smoker, but he's willing to be with a 400-pound woman. It's like, won't it kill you either way? Like, won't that, you know, I might be picky here. But
it's good. He's open to anything. I applaud his openness. And
I don't.
With arms wide open. And when I say wide, I mean wide open.
Very wide. He's going to get a very big fan. If you know what I mean.
So what I understand about the gender one is female, male, not sure.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that not sure also be transgender?
And you would think if you were making a profile on this.
Person is just confused.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, if you're making a profile on the site, would you be like, actually, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who answers with that? Like, I think I have a dong. I'm pretty sure I have a dong. But you know what? I can never be sure.
Oh man, look at this guy. Mr. Laidback.
Oh shit.
Oh god.
Oh, I found one. I currently live with parents. I'm looking for conversation, dating, friends only, Mr. Right now, something really hot, and the yin to my yang.
Do you smoke 420 hookah? That's the answer.
420 hookah every day. Oh man, education level Caucasian. Oh, I think they missed up the graph on this. They missed one. Everything's up a line. Oh, that's fantastic.
That's special. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is April 7th, 2011, and you're listening to episode 40. Of the Nitro Beer Podcast, or is this 39?
No, this
Once again, we failed the check beforehand.
Yep. Shit, it's in the high 30s of the Beardcast.
Right, this is welcome to the high 30s.
We're looking for age ranges around the 35 to 40-ish.
I was kind of way off. This is episode 36.
Well, let's see, we're on the higher bracket of 30.
Yeah.
So we'll
rounded up, it's 40, yeah.
Yeah, we'll fit right in here. Yeah, we are here. It's the Beardcast, and I'm Wes Gardner. The intro was done by the ever-so-saucy Brian Bolita.
Thank you. Hello.
And we got Imran Khan over there.
Evening.
Right there. And we also, of course, have the Radshaw returning back with us.
Lies,
I'm lying.
In derision.
I was like, the silence. I was like, actually, I'm lying. Radshaw's no longer with
apparently
us.
Apparently not.
Oh, man.
So we got some questions tonight. Yeah. A lot of really random questions. Including one very special question from Michael, who emailed us a question. He's a new fan, apparently, a new Nitro Bearder, a beardy. What do we call?
I call them bearders. But
bearders.
We do have to make kind of a term for it and make a newsletter, all sorts of stuff.
Send us your suggestions.
We saw how well that worked for the fucking questions.
For what you want to be called?
Yeah. Do you want to be called a bearder? Vote now.
Beard bag? No.
That's derogatory.
Email us your answers to beardcast@nitrobeard.com.
Mm-hmm. And actually do it. Because we asked for the questions last week, and we just got them in the message boards. We didn't.
Yeah, they will get lost if you just post them on the message board and neither of us are around. Or even if we are, they'll get lost. So email them to us, by all means. Absolutely. Or you can tweet them. I hate saying that.
I'll tell you what, man. You're an animal. On that Twitter.
I'm doing my thing.
You're talking to some people. You're making things happen.
Yeah. I said a thing to Cliffy B, but he didn't respond.
Yeah, he's busy.
Okay. He only retweets people who are like, yo, I got this Gears tattoo. Retweet, please.
Or he's like, yo, fucking Gears of War could suck my nuts. He's like, shut up. Like, I love his retweets.
I think that actually happened, and he was like, you just took a shit on the English language.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's pretty brutal. Like, I will give Cliffy B all that sort of credit because he deserves
it. He fucking loves his Twitter. Like, yeah. half the time I load it up and, like, the 8 out of 10 tweets are from Cliffy B.
Because you'll hear the people, like, do the press conferences or, you know, the PR stuff. And, like, well, what do you think of the fans that don't like the game? And then they'll say some off comment like, well, you can't acquire for every taste. But, no, he fucking gets in there and, like, rough and tumble with them. He's like, fuck you and the horse you rode in on. That's so awesome.
Right, so send us your things. So we got questions. What else we gonna talk about? GameStop and their acquired services.
Acquisition of Impulse, which is owned by Stardock Studios, the people that made Galactic Civilizations, Demigod,
Moonpod.
Yep.
I think they made. Did they make Mr. Robot?
I don't know, actually. I know they did make a... Didn't they make...
The fuck? The first result is Mr. Robot, World of Warcraft. Fuck you.
Didn't they make the... what was it? The Campaign Trail game? Like, political...
Yeah, Mr. Robot. Yeah, they did.
It's not called Mr. Robot. It's called...
No, but I'm still talking about Mr. Robot.
Oh.
What was that? This is the talking about the 2008 election when we nearly elected a robot into office. Do you not remember this?
Oh, yeah, it's true. That's a good point. Yeah, we got stuff to talk about, and I haven't been playing too many games, so mine will be, short on that regard. But, do we want to, let's hop into the questions. We usually save it for second. Let's just launch.
Okay, let's do this. Mm-hmm. All right, our first question Jesus Christ, that was terrible. Our first question comes from the platformers.net internet forum and guest book. And it comes from Imran, and he asks, "Dear Beardcast, who deleted the Holy Babies account?"
And this has some drama. This is like fabled history for the platformers.net.
It's some sauce. I don't know.
Yeah.
We should just turn that into a completely different story that's unrelated to what actually happened.
Exactly. Well, there was a murder, and no. Basically, it's a bunch of forum drama, isn't it?
Yep.
About
yep.
The moderators deleting Big Des's account. Big shout out to Big Des, our brother from a British mother.
He has the holy babies.
Yeah, he has the holy babies.
Yeah.
And deleted his account, what was this, a few years ago? About a year or so?
2007 or so, yeah.
Yeah, so about a decade ago.
I have been posting on the internet for a while.
Yeah, oh, it's so weird. I checked my, on a side note, I checked my Penny Arcade account. I've been posting there since 2002.
Wow.
Oh my god. But
we didn't have the internet. Oh wait, no, never mind.
It didn't exist.
I lurked for a really long time, and then like I don't know, there was some shit. But anyways, the holy babies, you're the man. Keep being British.
Yeah, never stop being British.
Okay, let's see.
He let me borrow this 360 for a while. It was pretty fun.
Really?
Like he sent it to you from
Britain? No, I was living maybe like 2 miles from him in England.
Oh.
So I just walk over there and borrow the 360, and I played Fallout.
Well, that's pretty kick-ass. I didn't know you lived over there for a while.
Yeah, neither did I. Were you in school, or...?
Yeah, I went there for study abroad. It happened to be the same place he was going.
Huh.
Well, that's pretty kick-ass.
Not that I followed him there or anything, because that would be weird.
Holy babies, eh?
You gotta get my hand on those holy babies.
Aww.
All right.
Moving on.
Our next question, sent to the beardcast@naturebeard.com email account, comes from Michael. He says, "Hi there. My name is Michael. How would you like to make $50 to $250 every hour starting minutes from now? If you are ready to finally start making money online, this is the right system for you. I have developed the Minute Profits system that allows you to start making money on the internet 15 minutes from now without any investment or advertising." Was that a question?
Yeah.
I guess he was asking us if we would like to start making...
Yeah, like, are we prepared to take this leap into finance and stardom? No.
I'm not very familiar with the Minute Profit system.
Neither am I. And
comfortable.
The fact that he said there's no investment is a lie, because I would have to invest the time to make money.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
But it says, are you ready to invest the time to make the money?
So,
I imagine you're already past that point.
I like the picture. And the only way I would do it is if he was dressed like Macho Man Randy Savage. And he was asking very confrontationally, like, are you ready? Like,
right.
Like, yeah, screaming right, at me.
Hold on. All right, hold on. Hi there. My name is Michael. How would you like to make $50 to $250 every hour starting minutes from now? If you were ready to finally start making money online, this is the right system for you.
I made money profits. Or minute profit. What's it called?
Minute profits.
Yeah.
Thanks for the
letter, Michael.
Fuck off, stop mailing us.
Yeah.
Michael.
Hope your business.
Watch him be like an actual fan.
Oh, God. Yeah. He was like, I thought it'd be funny to email him that.
All right, Michael, if that's the case, I'm sorry, but Google thought you were spam and put you right in my spam folder. I just happened to check and saw the Nitro Beard tag. So email us again.
But have we hit a new level of success now? You know?
Actually, hold on, wait. I responded to one of these I got. Hold on, let me pull this up. I got an email, and it went. This actually didn't like go into my spam or anything. It was from Susan. Susan@gogoco.net. And she says, "Hello, I'm inviting you for a three-way link exchange program. This exchange of links would be mutually beneficial in promoting our website on search terms. Please let me know if you would be interested in pursuing this conversation further. We have natural and quality websites related to different theme. I would be happy to share the site details upon your email response. Hope to hear from you soon and have a great day." And my response was, "Hello, Susan. This does indeed sound like a wonderful opportunity. I'm not exactly sure how a three-way works, but if you could explain to me the ins and outs, if you would, and if you would need me to be the first, third, or in between you and the other party, I would much appreciate it. What kind of natural and quality websites do you maintain? Lemonparty.org is one of my favorite natural websites, though I'm not sure about the quality of it, as it's quite simple. If you have a website similar to that, then you could seal the proverbial deal. Thank you for your kind offer, and how did you find us? Herp derp. Squiz."
That's
I haven't heard back from her since I sent
I
that
mean,
out.
We're, you know, a lot of people just can't handle the beard cast. You know what I mean? They just see the opportunity, they look that gift horse in the mouth, and they can't hang.
Maybe she thought that naturebeard.com wasn't quite natural in quality.
Right, or maybe she found out you were married.
This is possible.
You know what I mean? Because I don't know. She sounded kind of scandalous.
And please take note of the new Gilius Thunderhead background on Entropy.com. He's the dwarf from Golden Axe.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Anyways, all right, next question. Real questions, real meat. Let's do this.
Yeah.
All right.
The 350-pounders.
From the always cryptic dragon. This is actually a pretty cool question. He says, Beardcast question. If you were to create your own gaming development studio, what would you name it and why?
That's actually a very good question.
That's a neat question, yes. I enjoyed it. Some people on the forums posted up. I think Mike, who we had in the cast last time, Q, said that his would be Adjective Animal Studios. Which sounds about right because, you know, I don't know, Purple Lizard Studios, and I guess, does that exist?
Right, or like Lionhead, sort of.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of precedent for...
For Adjective Animal Studios, yes.
I mean, honestly, and I know this might be a cop-out answer, but until I think of another one, I think Nitrobeard is a pretty funny name for a game studio.
I think that's a solid name for almost anything.
Yeah. I mean, like... You can put it on your, on your wedding invitations. You can put it on your gravestone.
Your lawyer names. Welcome to Nitro Laser Boxing and Johnson.
And Smith.
Johnson must feel so left out.
Yeah, he's like, fuck. How would you feel being that third guy? Like, did you come on third? You come on third? Or is it because if in the phone book you would show up later or something? Like, you would feel screwed over, though, you know? Like Hamel, and Fuckwad, and you're like, God damn it!
Camel, and God damn it! God damn it would be a pretty good studio.
God damn it, studios.
Imran, what about you?
Hit Point Studios.
Okay. All right.
Mark, you can never go wrong with a very out there.
Generic.
Yeah, but it's still a gaming reference, you know.
Yeah.
Joystick Studios.
Mr. Bradshaw?
I'd name mine Sega AM2 in the hopes that I can fool Sega into funding me, and then we produce another Outrun.
Amazing.
That is pretty sweet. Fuck. I didn't think about this. There's always Laser Boxing Studios, but but I can't do that because that's Big Des's word. That's the Holy Baby's word. I believe he is the originator of Slump Jump. The
creator of.
But Slump Jump Studios would be pretty good.
I mean, you could always do Dong Police Studios.
No, not even studios, just the Dong Police.
Yeah, the Dong Police proudly present.
That is an original. Yeah, I think I would do that. Either the Dong Police or Rad Normus Studios.
Yeah, Rad Normus is a good word. Like, I actually, one of my relatives, like, read my website, because the thing is, I used to be all gung-ho about advertising Nitrobeard everywhere, and then you were like, why don't you fucking settle down? And then, so I stopped doing it for a while, but then, as that happened, you were right, because, like, more people found it, because we weren't shoving it in people's faces.
Yeah, I think as long as you're not shoving it in people's faces, and they're just kind of being like, hey, you know, actually having a conversation. And that was one of the things I wanted to do with the Twitter, was to kind of take it away from just basically mirroring the links and actually use it to, I don't know, not be sent things.
Would you call it the Nitrobeard Outreach Program?
The Nitrobeard, the NOP.
The NOP.
Program, yes. So, yeah, if you Google Rad Normus, I think all these results are either me related or Nitrobeard related. The first one that comes up is the most Rad Normus channel ever, which is the name of the channel that I did when Sarxis and I were doing the Half-Life Death Race Groodmath.
Oh, the Groodmath, yep.
Yep, yeah, so that's on there. And then, let's see, comes up with Nitrobeard.com, and then various stuff I've posted on, like, American Parkour and other comments.
Nice.
Yeah. So Rad Normus Studios.
Yeah.
I think I'd go with that. I wonder what happens if you Google. Actually, if you Google Rad Normus, it asks if you meant Adnormus. Is that a word?
Did you mean something completely different? Okay.
Adnormus.com. Vehicle wraps. Enormous advertising.
Oh, shit, dude. You need to get one of those.
Need to get a Dong Police.
Oh, man. And, like, it even goes over the glass on your car. Like, it goes through the rearview mirror.
You can't fucking see through it.
You're like, oh, God, I would be able to drive with this Hot Wings ad.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Did we hear from everyone? Yeah. Studio names? Tell us your studio names, and we'll read them live on the next Beercast.
We'll dedicate 4 hours to reading studio names.
All right. Our next question comes from Salathus. I think it's just Salathus.
Yeah.
Salathus.
He's a cool dude. We play lots of Left 4 Dead with him.
Yeah. Can we call him, like, Uncle Sal?
We can call him Uncle Sal.
You know what I mean? I think it's endearing.
We can call him Sully from Uncharted.
Sully. Fucking guy. Oh, man. He always had that big, like, what's his face? The guy that was on Blossom. Joey Lawrence. He has Joey Lawrence haircut. Big coiffed haircut. Looks like a pro wrestler.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dude, look up Blossom. I know we just got a whole bunch of fan base. If I put Blossom as a keyword.
Joey. All right, let's see. Blossom Joey. Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, he always goes, whoa! That was his line. That's all he said. They would put him in situations to say, whoa.
Yeah.
Also, if we put in the words Blossom fanfic, that should also help us get a few viewers.
Mm, hold on.
Blossom. But I'd feel bad then if it was, like, Blossom that searched it, you know? Like, Blossom. She says the ego searched.
What
like,
the fuck? If you Google Blossom fanfic, oh, she's only 17. A Twilight fanfic.
Oh, God.
I'm going to read it.
Read it.
Fanfiction.net. Oh,
the race to the bottom continues.
Bella stood at her locker, shoving books in and gathering the things she needed to take home for the weekend. She didn't have any homework, but she wanted to get a head start on some reading for her literature class. She tucked her battered copy of The Crucible into her messenger bag and slammed the locker shut.
You're a trapper keeper,
if that's you not, know what we mean.
That's not very erotic.
Yeah, she was slamming stuff, man.
This is dumb.
And she's shoving things into a locker. So yep.
Yes.
That's hot.
And then at the bottom, the author has like a note. He's like, just stick with me here. Things will be a little rough for me. I promise this is a Bella and Edward story. Time to jump around for the first few chapters.
Oh,
but
my God.
Wait, that implies his fanfic was written recently.
Not only that, but it implies that his, like, please guys bear with me, is longer than his actual fucking fanfic. Like, I know it's bad, and I know my writing's bad, but please, God, read it.
This was published in December 2009 and updated in August 2010. He's been working on it for 8 months.
This show ended in 1995.
Really?
Yes. There's literally no reason for anyone to be writing Blossom fanfic.
That's true.
Okay, anyways, back to Salathus. His question is, Beardcast, why are you so fixated on beards when obviously mustaches allow for more creative freedom? And he had a picture that he associated with it, and it was this dude with this mustache that ran down the side of his cheek, like down the side of his face, down his neck, and basically like became his chest hair around his nipples.
Right. See, but...
We approve of mustaches. We're fine.
I mean,
especially when done
before.
In conjunction with beards. Yeah, we've covered this. Get with the program, Sal.
No, I mean, we've covered it before, but I mean, it bears repeating. And
I don't think mustaches obviously allow for any more creative freedom than beards do.
I was about to say, because on a ratio thing, wouldn't you have more hair to do stuff with a beard?
Generally speaking, yes.
Okay. And technically, that guy's chest hair stunt that he did, I would consider that a beard.
Yeah, because it goes down his chins. So
but then
I mean,
you get into the whole argument.
If it's a mustache, you can't connect it, because the second it reaches down past your mouth, it's a beard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the second it reaches like your chin neck area, then it's a beard.
Yeah, then it turns into
okay. Also, mustache experimentation always looks really creepy, because you start to look like a porn star at that point.
Right.
Yeah, mustaches get you in the realm of pedophiles and...
Yeah. Burt Reynolds.
Let me bring up this. What if the dude was rocking the mutton chop that linked into the mustache?
Okay, now
and
see.
He never had the beard.
Right. That's I don't consider that a beard. I consider that
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I consider that a statement.
The statement being I'm a Scottish warrior.
Yeah. And I mean I wouldn't fuck with him. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Or I'm from 1897.
Yeah. Or I just invented the telephone.
A fine date I might add. It's all classy, you know, but nitro mustache just doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
Yeah, so. I mean...
So that's why we're fixated.
Yeah, someone's probably going to take the URL now.
Nitro stash.
That just sounds like a dirty set.
Yeah, or like drugs. Maybe you're hiding drugs. I don't know. it's like speed tips for hiding drugs speedily.
Yes. If the cops are at your door, bro, all you got to do is eat it.
Better nitro stash them. All right. Next question is from Mike, a.k.a. Q. And he says, wait, did I already ask a question from him? I mentioned him. Why did we mention him? Oh, right, his answer for the – okay. All right. His question is, dear Beardcast, if you could be a tree, what do you think the future holds for Sony Online Entertainment?
Now, it's a tough – I'm wondering what he means in regards to – does he mean with the whole PlayStation 3 stuff going on? Or does he mean, like, the people that do EverQuest?
Well, I think he might actually be referencing I don't know. Didn't Sony Online Entertainment shut down a bunch of shit recently?
Yeah, but they're notorious for that.
Yeah, there was a major bloodletting.
Yeah.
Well, they also shut down the PlanetSide follow-up, right?
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. I was well, that was going to be the bad one anyway. I was thinking you meant the Tribes one, because they're doing a re-thing of Tribes, which is going to be pretty sick. Not them, yeah, but one is being made.
Yeah, apparently people like PlanetSide.
Yeah.
You won't fit it out really fast. DC Universe.
Yeah. I knew that was going to happen, because...
Is that still there?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. That just faded all relevance, like, right away, didn't it?
Yep.
There are people who are playing it and really enjoy it. I know my friend who I played City of Heroes with forever says that DC Online is like City of Heroes 1.5.
Really? And I know
sure if that's a ringing endorsement, you know, because City of Heroes need a lot more work than just 1.5.
City of Heroes was the best fucking MMO to come to this world, and you shut your dirty mouth, Mark Bradshaw.
I liked it. It's just that you played for 15 minutes and you played everything there was in City of Heroes. So.
The thing that saved City of Heroes and City of Villains was when did they add the patch, the architect thing, to where you could add your own user-made stuff? Cool. That was a brilliant idea. Really,
they're
good
about
idea.
To hit, I think, issue 20. But anyways.
But and I know Marco Strider, our good friend Marco from way back when. He's really big into DC Universe.
Yeah, and he made a Nitro Beard character.
Yeah.
Or no, he made laser boxing.
Laser boxing, that's right. So good on him. We'll approve anything that has laser boxing. But but overall with Sony, I mean, they're very much – the division has good ideas, but they don't, in my opinion, have the product that is good enough to hold it up. Like, the greatest idea I've ever seen is the Station Pass. Like, pay us $25 a month and we'll give you access to all 30 of our MMOs. Like, that's a fucking good idea. Like, for real, that's the way to do business.
Well, I guess it is, but how many MMOs can you realistically play at any given time?
Well, that's true.
Wes is the wrong person to ask that.
Yeah, I definitely am, because at one time I played 7 at a time, paid for all of them, and played all of them.
See, that's insane. I'm not exactly sure if you have a
Well, no, it's well faded, so now I'm down to 2. But
Because, I mean, I went from UO to, like, EQ to Dark Age of Camelot and to World of Warcraft. And, you know, these things are basically set up so you can only play one game, and that's your hobby. You know, you can't play World of Warcraft and have anything else going on in your life. Not to say that that's good or bad, because I did it for, like, 3 or 4 years.
Right.
But I'm not exactly sure how much value that really passes on.
I see your point, but, like, with the Station Pass, I guess it's the perception of that value.
What the fuck are we talking about? We have to relate this to trees, guys. Trees, okay?
If you were a tree.
Pick a tree. I'm just trees. Googling it. Trees.
Trees fanfic. Go.
Tree. Wikipedia.com. A tree is a perennial woody plant.
There are also the villains in that one M. Night Shyamalan movie. Oh, God. Spoilers. So, me and my girlfriend were watching The Last Airbender last week, and we played a drinking game. It's so terrible. It is like... Sorry. It feels like a 4-hour movie that was edited down to 2 hours.
Is there a twist to it?
The twist, and it's incredibly bad.
That it got made, yeah.
Like, characters mispronounce not even just names, but actual words, and they do it inconsistently. Like, half the characters will say Avatar for no reason.
Didn't they completely change the way they pronounce his name, too?
Yes.
Oh my god.
They say Aang. And one of the things was you had to drink every time they said our mispronounced character's name. So there were scenes where we just could not put the drinks down because they kept saying it over and over.
Just dialogue over and over and over.
And they were like having dance battles and talking to each other with terrible pronunciations.
Oh, Jesus.
God, the last time I remember that happening to a somewhat high-profile movie was, like, the Ralph Bakshi, like, Lord of the Rings film. They kept getting everybody's name wrong. They called Saruman Aruman all the time. They're like, and in the same sentence. And you're like, who are they talking about?
Ralph Bakshi was probably insanely high at the
point. Oh, God, yeah, so, man. Yeah. Oh, and it's so funny because you can tell the rotoscoping they did on that. There's a clip. I need to find it, and I could make it the show notes. It's of Gandalf, and he's standing, like, I think he's standing before Helm's Deep before he comes over the north. And, like, he's standing on Helm's Deep, and they're, like, doing this thing, and his cape is blowing in the wind. But the cape fucking covers up his face, and then his wig flies off, and then he's like, whoa! And then they, like, cut real quick. But, oh, it's so good. Because they had to keep that part.
You shall not pass.
Oh, man.
Okay, anyway, my answer to Q's question is I would be a eucalyptus regnans, and let's see, if I could be a tree, and then what would happen to, what does the future hold? Car accidents.
That's strong. That's strong.
Also bullying by Anonymous.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. let's talk about that. It's kind of a big deal right now, and so, who was it?
George Hotz.
Okay, George Hotz. Geo Hot did some open source stuff.
Please, Geo Hot Sama.
Yeah, Lord Geo Hot.
I'm turning the tables.
Did some open source jailbreaking tomfoolery with a PlayStation, and Sony sued them, or him rather, and then Anonymous, which is a band of rebels on the internet, decided to do some not very good things.
Well, okay, so I don't know how good. I know that there's, like, Anonymous whatever, and apparently they just, like, took down the entire PSN, which really, what a bunch of babbies.
Yeah.
Honestly. But, okay, and whatever, they're trying to make a statement, that's fine. But I draw the line when, and I don't know if this was the quote-unquote main group, but I guess nobody knows what they really are, or if this was some splinter cell of Anonymous started actually targeting specific, like, employees, like, individuals, and getting information out about, like, them and their families and whatnot.
Right.
And that's some fucking bullshit.
That's despicable. And the thing is, the whole thing with Anonymous is that whole group, and I'm gonna hate on it. Fuck, shut down our site. Shit. Like, Anonymous is too much of a chicken shit to take credit for what they did. So they're like, oh, we're Anonymous. We're a big group of pirates that, oh, you know, like, they're trying to be some hard ass, and they're like the kid that, you know, has his band of buddies out by the bike rack, like, getting people for lunch money, until one guy punches him really hard, and then he's like, ow, why'd you do that? Like, they just bitches, man. Like, oh, fuck those guys. Like, those type of people.
I feel that Sony does need to be taken down a peg on this sort of thing, but I'm not sure giving away employee information is really the way to do it.
Well, yeah, for one. I think the thing that's going to take Sony down a peg.
Not only that, but also, how about, like, taking down an entire service that you know, plenty of people are using and pay for that don't even give a shit about George Hotz?
Yeah.
Yeah, it affects people out. Yeah, that.
Right. The second you start inconveniencing, quote unquote, innocent people, then.
But that's the badass part, bro. That's right. You can't fuck with Anonymous, man.
Well, let's say that, you know, the guys that they released information for weren't even innocent. What good does releasing the personal information do?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Howard Stern was going to look there and say, oh, my God, my daughter's personal information on the internet. I have seen the error of my ways, and I'll drop this lawsuit against you, and we're going to put the PS3 back into open source so you can build
it. Not only that, but there's a thing called invasion of privacy, which is also fucking illegal. And if anything, it's going to cause more lawsuits. And if they thought, well, this is stupid for getting mad at people who watched a YouTube video, guess what, Schiffer Brains? The entire message board you're on is going to get shut down because you fucking leaked personal info from corporate employees. Like,
it really hurts. It hurts the Anon movement more than anything. And I'm of the opinion that Anon can get good things done because they can get people organized. And that's really something that's hard to do.
But have they ever done anything good?
Yes, they have. They have. They led the Scientology protests. And that was a good thing because it led attention to Scientology. Scientology has less money than they do now, and the news outlets paid more attention to Scientology in a bad way.
Right.
And that's the good things that you can do to organize people.
And I was okay with them DDoSing the bank sites for not taking the WikiLeaks money.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a moral scam.
Affecting the banks themselves. They weren't hacking into people's accounts.
Right, exactly. Like, they were sending a message to the people that made the mistake. And that's fine. But like Brian said, no, whenever you start doing, like, collateral damage, that's where it just starts getting...
Well, the thing that gets me about this, so it doesn't get anything done, and it's remarkably easy.
Well, and it's
they're sitting at their desk and they're getting personal information, distributing it. They're not out there like leading a boycott against Sony. They're not out there leading a protest against Sony HQ.
Yeah, the biggest punishment that's
like donating to political parties, to the EFF.
Right, exactly. Like this wasn't really for a good cause, quote unquote. This was for, you know, one of their quote unquote kin.
Yeah,
it was
Bush League. Like, what they were doing is, see, the biggest thing that's going to come to Sony is, okay, if you want to punish Sony, don't fucking buy anything from them. Ta-da! That's a direct correlation. And if they think, well, no, that's very, you know, open to interpretation, and no, it's fucking not. Don't use any of their services. How long will they last as a company if no one uses their shit?
And that way, but the only problem with that is that, okay, let's be perfectly frank here. The reason you want to crack your PS3 is to play Burns, right? So you weren't exactly buying Sony products to begin with. So, yeah, you can lead a boycott against Sony as a larger corporate entity, because Sony is fucking huge. I mean, their arms all over the world.
Yep,
and you can do a lot of damage to them by doing that. But, you know, they want to do the simplest thing possible, and it's just misguided.
Well, I think Sony's perspective is they see their chance at the NGP kind of slipping away. If people are so brazen about breaking the PS3, they're going to get to the NGP like that.
Oh, God, they would have anyway.
Yeah,
well, now they're suing the guy who made it public and basically ruining his life. They're sending a message, and I think... In that sense, I do kind of sympathize with Anonymous, is they see this as a case of principle.
Right. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with what's... I think they should have just, you know, slapped it on the wrist, say, hey, don't do that, and put in things on the PS3 saying, look, you're going to jailbreak your, you know, thing, whatever, you can't use PSN or any of these other things that they provide.
What they should have done.
But taking, like, super legal action against, like, one person, I don't know.
The thing is, they should have fucking hired him. They should have hired him.
I agree.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God.
And a reasonable argument can be made that that's exactly why he did it, so he could get a job later.
Yeah.
Right. And then
I love it when shit like that happens.
Well, of course. I mean, why wouldn't you hire that guy? He fucking broke your system, the system that seemed invincible. Like, of course, get him on there. And I think the thing that I do agree with, the reason why he jailbroke stuff, is Sony took away features that they had at launch.
That's exactly why they do it.
So,
there were agencies that depended on PS3s to produce cheap supercomputers, basically. Right. And they, you know, once Sony took away the option of putting another OS on there, that entire cottage industry just dried up overnight.
Exactly, which is terrible. I mean, you want more options, not less.
Well, there were research projects that depended on Sony supercomputers. There were government agencies, universities that depended on these computers. And once Sony did that, they took it away and they didn't give any option.
They did turn them back on for the army. The army asked nicely.
With their guns to a forehead. Yeah.
Right.
I think a larger thing of this whole Geohot situation, it just illustrates that the gaming community doesn't really have agency within, like, politics or legal wise. You know, we don't really have that outlet. And that's what Anonymous could be doing.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree. We could
be organizing out there, and we could get something set up, you know, work with the EFF, you know, force one of the political parties, Chancellor of the Democratic Party, to take a plank, you know, to stop this shit from happening.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Do that.
There's that, and also, I don't know, I just kind of relished in the, I don't know, what would you call it, not irony, but hypocrisy, I guess, of, you know, the whole Casey, whatever, the bully, or the kid that got bullied and body slammed the other kid.
Right.
They're like, yeah, standing up, you know, fuck bullying, yeah. And then that's essentially what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're bullying Sony.
Yeah, they're bullying a bully.
Into trying to bully them into, you know, dropping legal action against you.
Because, I mean, to be frank, at the end of the day, Robin Hood was a thief. You know what I mean? Like,
but he actually had, like, more, like, reasons for doing it.
Hiring the hackers, that's like the quote-unquote real Robin Hood. As far as anyone can tell, that he actually took a security job with the king after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that makes it, of course. I mean, why wouldn't you?
And he totally banged Maid Marianne, so, you know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro. We'll get Susan in and do some three-way action, but we're going to take a quick break. We have some more questions. We're going to talk about what we've been playing. We might have a few more delicious gaming passion morsels. Who knows? We'll be right back.
There to say, my name is Mike. I'm 23 from Indianapolis, Minnesota. I have an Xbox 360, a PS3, and a Y. I play lots of shooters, but I like most. I am also into Magic the Gathering. I collect and play here and there. I love to paint and play Warhammer 40K. I currently have Necron, Tyranid, Imperial Tank Army, a Space Marine chapter, a Corn Army that's getting painted, and starting Grey Knights. I love watching movies also. I do a lot of nerdy stuff, but I still enjoy stuff like camping and fishing. I work full-time on second shift at a steel factory. I bought a parent's house and parents moved in with me due to hard times. I just bought a truck. I don't know if there's anything you want to ask. I'm looking for a cute little gamer and a gal to see what happens. Uh-oh. About me, body type, a few extra pounds. Do you drink beer, legal liquor, socially? Do you smoke? No. Open to dating smokers, though. Drugs? Never. Education level, high school grad, some college. Ethnicity, Caucasian, eye color blue. Fitness and sports, football, U.S.
His eyes don't even fucking look blue.
Hobbies, computer, hunting, internet, killing zombies, magic, movies, music, reading, television, video games. I currently live alone with roommates. I'm looking for conversation, dating, friends with benefits, friends only, miss right now, relationships, romance, something really hot, and soulmate.
Basically, music. Just talk to me.
Yeah.
Individuality, beard.
So lonely.
So something I need to ask you, sir. I know you said you live with roommates, but above you said you live with your parents. Are these same roommates, in fact, your parents?
My parents pay me rent.
Now look, Mr. Jugger, how hefty are you? What kind of weight are how fat are you? Let's see. It's on the left.
Yeah, thank you. I am 250 pounds, oh man.
And what kind of weight woman are you looking for?
I'm looking for something nobody, no much more than 160 pounds.
Not over, okay. I kind of, yeah. Really?
Yep.
All right. Well
that's pretty hefty for a lady.
Have you had any luck?
Well, no, but I'm really open to height. They can range anywhere from 4 feet 5 inches to 7 feet 11 inches tall.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
So I'm cool with Snooki or the Venus Williams sisters.
Or an Amazon woman.
Both at
or
once.
Or Venus de Milo.
Oh, God.
If you're a female, I'd like you also to know that I'm interested in bisexual, lesbian, or straight women. So all three types of women. Or single women. Body type can be a few extra pounds, or athletic, or average, or bodybuilder, or fit, or skinny, or slender, or slim, or supermodel.
We have both kinds of music here, country and western.
Oh God, this site. Gaming passion.
Thank you for your consideration.
Yeah. Oh wait, we got more questions.
Oh yeah, let's do them, man.
All right, Jugger, this one's for you. This one also comes from Salathus. He says, "Dear Beardcast, if you were a show on TLC, what would the name of your show be?"
TLC. I think there's the letter learning in there, so I'm not sure if I'd appreciate watching TLC.
It's one of them learning channels.
On the moving picture box.
Is that the Hitler channel? Is that
what they're showing? Is that World War II channel? Where they occasionally talk about fighter jets.
Let's see.
That's a good channel.
Oh my god, that's the best show ever. I think they got Dog the Bounty Hunter on there.
Shit.
He's my...
I believe Lost and Dog the Bounty Hunter are the only two good things that come from Hawaii. I'm going to put that up.
Our president came from Hawaii. Did he?
Policewoman of Broward.
What would the name of our show be, or what would our show be about, or both?
It's just the name of your TLC show.
Well, I think if it's going to be a TLC show, they don't open that TLC show. Aren't the guys who show nothing but like the ghost hunter shit?
Yeah.
Are
they the Mythbusters show?
Let's see. I'm just going through this. Here we go. TV shows. We've got 19 Kids and Counting, A Conception Story, Cake Boss, DC Cupcakes, Extreme Couponing. What the fuck?
Oh, Extreme Couponing was going to be mine.
That's shit. All right. Four Weddings, Hoarding, Buried Alive, Homemade Simple, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. I fucking love that show.
That was going to be my show, too.
Kate Plus Eight. Oh, that's right. There was John and Kate Plus Eight, and now it's John Minus Nine.
Wait a minute. So, like, 90% of this show's programming involves women who got themselves pregnant.
Yeah. Or got pregnant a lot.
Kitchen Boss, yeah, LA Inc., The Little Couple, Little People, Big World, Miami Inc., My Strange Addiction. I remember I saw one where this lady couldn't stop eating toilet paper. It's really weird.
Oh, shit.
Sarah Palin's Alaska. Okay, all right. So I think one of the
That's
shows...
That's my favorite show.
I think one of the shows would have to be Mark Bradshaw's Internet.
Yeah. Yeah, where you take a tour of the internet for, like, elderly people.
Let's see, we've got Sister Wives, Strange Sex, TLC Casting. That's not a very good
Strange
show.
Strange Sex, go back to that for a minute.
Toddlers and Tiaras. So, okay, hold on. Let's see. Toddlers and Tiaras. This would be... I got nothing. The Unpoppables.
Oh, that is foul.
That sounds like a challenge.
That is so
fuck
gross.
Is this? I don't even want to watch that. What the Cell? Cake Boss. I think
that's just a lazy ass title. What
I think we'd have to...
Yeah, that's like I get that out of a pun.
I think the night. I think the TBC, the Bearding Channel, would certainly have Dong Boss.
Yeah,
Dong Boss. Mark Bradshaw's Internet.
Yep.
Let's see.
Nitro Bearders.
Yeah.
Strange Beards.
Imran Khan's Not That Imran Khan.
Yeah. You've got no, it's called
Imran Khan's I'm Not a Terrorist.
Yeah, Imran Khan's You've Got the Wrong Guy. Yeah. Let's see.
Imran Khan's Airport Adventures, where he just goes to airport. See how long he can survive.
I don't feel that show's going to last a season.
Oh, man. But what a legendary four episodes it'll be.
Let's see.
We could just, like, load him up with different, like, packages and see what happens to him. Give him a backpack for an episode.
I'm trying to think what the Nitro Beard version of Toddlers and Tiaras would be.
Right.
Sparksers and Tiaras.
No. Oh, God.
Yeah. The Sparksers and Tiaras.
Hold on. Wait. I almost got it.
You're really struggling with this.
Yeah, no, it's like, I don't think this is that serious of a question, Brian. mine would have to do with like baseball, because there's that guy that used to pitch for the Cubs named Wes Gardner. So I know I'd get a bunch of 75-year-old people like, "Oh, Wes Gardner's doing more stuff."
Oh, here we go. Okay, we got policewoman of Broward County. I guess we would have to be the Dong policewoman of I don't know. Some counties.
Then we'd have to get okay, and the rules for this channel are like on Thanksgiving, all the main cast members from all the different shows have to have Thanksgiving dinner together, like on Food Network.
Right.
And
yeah.
Then we also have to do like a remake of a classic British story like Pride and Prejudice or something. Or a holiday special.
I definitely like Dong Boss. I think that Dong Boss.
Awesome. But what would the premise be? Here's a trick.
Well, I mean, you could see this one or two ways. You could see it as he is a boss of dongs,
like who rules those dong,
yeah. Or it's a show that that highlights
the best dongs.
No. Yes, no. It's a show that highlights bosses that are being dicks.
Oh yeah,
like a dong show called
Boss. Oh yeah, see, I like that.
No, I think we should just cut out the slack and call it Dick Boss. Yeah.
Dick Boss.
Okay, now if we're actually going to do a serious show like this, what I'd like to do is just take a game, like a horribly designed game, track down the designer of that game, and just like harass him in his personal and private life, and have him explain what the fuck he was thinking.
Right?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Like now, like a... Oh, let's say Enslaved. Let's find the guys responsible for Enslaved and force them to explain themselves.
Or be like, fucking Empire Earth 3 was terrible. Why were the first two awesome?
Why didn't you bring back John Travolta? No, wait, that was... What movie was that?
Michael?
Wait, was that...
That was Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth, thank you.
That was a Scientology
movie. Why did I think of Michael? Like, the Angel movie that he was in.
I don't know. All right, next question. Another one from QAKA Mike. He says, "Dear Beardcast, who is your favorite Icelandic pop star, and do you think you could take him or her in a fight?" And my immediate response was to post a photo of Mads Mikkelsen, because, I don't know, he probably has some kind of elaborate singing career.
I will say before my...
But I could not take
my,
him.
My girlfriend has a some sort of eruption. It's Mads Mikkelsen, for the record.
No.
Mickelson's the name of that golfer.
This is a combination of them both.
Oh, so he's right-handed but plays golf left-handed. I get it.
And he's a Viking, a one-eyed Viking.
I would say Bjork.
Sorry for mispronouncing it.
Mine is Bjork.
I think it's the only Icelandic celebrity any of us really know.
And I don't think I could take her in a fight. Like, I'm a trained martial artist, and I don't think I could take Bjork in a fight because she's angry. She wears like a goose outfit.
No, Bjork is angry.
She has feathers on.
You don't know what the fuck Bjork's gonna do.
Yeah, like didn't she show up on MTV with like a goose egg, like a big actual goose egg that she was like dancing in or something?
Yeah.
You never know,
and
man.
Nobody said anything because she would kill you.
Yeah, they didn't tell her to leave. They gave her four seats instead of one to fit the goose egg in. Now I'm just making up a story. I don't know if that really happened or not.
What?
But, okay, there's a picture, and someone's going to post it. It's, like, her in a swan outfit. She showed up to, like, the MTV Music Awards or something, dressed like a freaking, like, a stork or something. It was so bizarre. And then she carried around a big egg. That's true. That's a swear to God, that's true.
If you're Bjork, you kind of got to hate Lady Gaga a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. But, speaking of that, have you guys heard the new Britney Spears stuff?
No.
Like, it's sad now.
How'd that happen?
Well, no, exactly. Yeah, for one. But also, like, it's sad now.
Isn't she bald?
No, she grew her hair.
She grew her hair out. She's hot again, and their last album was like fucking platinum. So she's right back.
She's right back. But it's very bizarre now because you know all these people tried to be really contemporary, and then Lady Gaga came and burst down the door, and now you can't help but watch these female performers try to be Lady Gaga. It's creepy. I don't know if it's the fact they've just always done this, but now since Lady Gaga is so popular, we see it differently now, or if it's like legit, people are just trying to be Lady Gaga.
Oh, right. That's why we talked about Bjork, because Icelandic pop stars. My bad. I couldn't remember.
Oh, my God. Really? You just didn't know why? Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know a lot of Icelandic pop stars, I'm sorry. But feel free to enlighten us. Post some links to YouTube music videos in the comments of the
Send
the
those to Nitro Beardcast at NitroBeard.com.
You just murdered that.
I did. I was in the middle of it and I had to keep going. Stopping in the middle of a sentence is the word.
Next question. We got more questions. We got like four more, maybe, I think.
All right.
The next question comes, again, from Platformers.net guestbook. This one comes from Yakul, or Yakul. Yakul?
Yakul. Yakul.
I always said it Yakul.
Jackal. Like,
Yakul. Whatever that means.
Jackal. Sure.
Yakul. Or Yakul. All right, this one comes from him. Dear Beardcast, who would... Another fucking fight question. What is this? Are we violent? All right, his is, Dear Beardcast, who would win in a fight? Dudley Moore or Roger Moore?
Shit, there's fucking Roger Moore. Come on, he is Bond.
Yeah.
Let's get real here.
I'd say, and he was the worst Bond, right?
No, not by a long shot. No.
Really?
His Bond movie was different, but it was, like, intentionally different.
His were campy. It's like, I'm not a big fan of Timothy Dalton.
Good call. Well, wasn't he just in one? Timothy Dalton?
No, he was in, like, he was the 80s Bond. Like, anyone that remained in the 80s, that was that guy.
Really?
He was set for life. He was like, I'm going to be Bond forever. And then he had one movie, and he spent all his money, and then he was never...
Okay, hold on.
Exactly.
Hold on. There is
a Bond you're thinking of that was just one. He was the guy between Connery and Moore.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Ah.
There is a very simple way to figure this out, right? So I just went to Google Image Search, and I have two tabs open. One with a Google Image Search for Dudley Moore, and the other for a Google Image Search of Roger Moore.
Okay.
Now, looking at the Roger Moore page, we've got a lot of badass pictures. Him with guns, him with, like, smiling when he's, like, a fucking cool old man. There's a shirtless pic. He's very chesty, holding guns.
It's like he's 52
everything.
Years old.
There's even a photo of Johnny Depp on here for whatever fucking reason.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you go to the Dudley Moore search, like, the fifth result is his gravestone. His tombstone. But he is on a cover of Penthouse, and he does pose with the Muppets in one of these photos.
So you know what, brother? He may be gone, but he lived a fucking rad life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, man.
It's a tough call. I'm leaning towards Roger Moore, though.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like Adam West when he's old.
A little bit. Yeah, I'd give it to Roger Moore. And, I mean, not to take anything away from Dudley Moore, I would definitely give him the Beardcast Notable Mention Award. You know what I mean? But something about Roger Moore. Just something.
Well, again, we should also take into account that, you know, the most beloved and best known Dudley Moore movie, which is Arthur, has been completely destroyed or is going to be soon by
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, yeah. And Roger Moore never had this happen.
Just literally right when you said that, I got to the section when I was scrolling down when I started seeing photos of Russell Brand.
Creepy.
Roger Moore wins.
I like Russell Brand. You know what? I'll say it. I'll get some hate. I don't mind.
there's a photo. Hold on. I'm going to let one of you describe this.
Let's see.
That's a fucking awesome beard.
Let's see what this is. Oh, shit. Okay.
Fatality.
Yeah, that's remarkable. Someone posted a picture from an award show. Okay. What? This is very much a...
It's an upside-down face.
It's literally an upside-down face, but the picture itself is upside down, but his face is right side up. So his hair is his beard.
This is doing fucking weird things in my mind.
Yeah. Close one eye and cover up the suit with it, and he looks like the guy that does interviews for Inside the Actor's Studio.
Oh, yeah, with the beard, yeah.
Magnanimous.
Okay, and I'd like to play one last argument for Roger Moore. He was in the best possible Bond movie, which was Live and Let Die. So I don't think you can really hit him.
Okay. All right. Problem solved. Answered. You send us your questions. We give you your answers.
That's right. And break up the – before the next question, Imran, I think you have something to share with the class.
No. He can follow this up with it.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right. This one comes from Any Profit. Dear Beardcast, why did you kill that girl?
I'm a 27-year-old, asexual / celibate, asocial. I enjoy gaming, generally PC games, but I enjoy console games as well. As far as forms of media, I enjoy comedy and sci-fi and various other genres. I am overweight, but not terribly so. I greatly enjoy eating and exercising. I enjoy the former more than the latter, to my everlasting shame. Looking for female age 18 to 35, around 27 would be ideal. preferably asocial, as in content to be alone indefinitely, and asexual, as in either a lack of sexual desire or aversion to sex.
Oh, please, no sex.
Why would he put
so much? Keep going.
I'm not concerned as long as you are healthy enough to walk a mile. As far as personality, I would like to
too far, though.
That is generally like-minded in the following things. View religion with few or no passion. I sometimes find them interesting for thought experiments, but little more. No strong political feelings. I personally don't ever plan to vote as long as the candidates are human. Able to communicate well. I personally feel I am not terrible at communicating, though I rarely find a person I really quote-unquote want to converse with. Generally a positive person, however, dark, couth, and cynical comments and jests are not only welcome, but encouraged. I'm not going to read the rest of this, because this guy makes me sad.
Oh, God. What a great
he wants a blob that just sits there.
Vagina. My favorite thing is he wants a girl that's content with being alone forever. What does that mean?
Content with not having sex. You know, it's... I need to attract a woman. I need her to be frigid. That's what I want.
Oh, just uncouth and oh, man. That's right up my alley.
So he wants a woman with absolutely no sex drive, with no political views, and no views on religion, on anything. He just, he just wants a slab of tofu.
And then he wants, his political thing was weird. He wants robots as politicians. Is that what I
Official Nature Beard Man of the Year.
Hold on. I got to read his dislikes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Dislikes. People that are knowingly mean. People that are too dumb to realize they're annoying. People that smell bad. People that smell too good. Dangerous things. Painful things. Passions, desires, beliefs. The fact that the world is imperfect. The fact that people are not worthy of this imperfect world. That is a guy who is trying so hard to be deep.
Oh, shit. It's even bad. That has
so
to be a troll.
Not to take any position whatsoever on anything. He's like a fucking Vulcan. What the hell? Yeah.
And not even a cool Vulcan that can, punch people hard.
You just have a nice...
Oh, my fucking God. This is... Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I got completely sidetracked. I saw all this, and I had to click play, and I've been watching it for, the last minute. Okay, you just listen to this. We're going to have to link this. But, okay. Emil Hirsch debuts his directorial talents in a music video for Daft Punk's Alive that features filmmaker Ace Norton and Driftwood's Frankie Lavangi performing a homoerotic hipster production of West Side Story.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so sorry about that.
Oh, that's so wild.
This is incredible.
I'm going to put this. Actually, whenever you say, oh, we got to listen to this, I'm just going to burst it into the... person in the podcast, but oh my God, oh, that guy is a treat. Okay, do we have any more questions?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this.
So that hopefully that answered any prophet's question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
guy also says my sign. I don't believe in zodiac signs, but then he goes on to list several zodiac signs. So just go on.
It's an imperfect world, Radshaw.
All right.
Deserve it.
This question comes from Twisted Gesture. He says, all right.
Dear Beardcast, if Sam was pregnant and going to morph ball mode, what happened to Babby? Thank you.
Oh, Putnam Whipple.
Yes, who I learned about before.
Oh, funny.
Let's see, what happened to Babby?
Well, it is the official stance of the Republican Party that a woman who is pregnant not go into morph ball mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. That's a deep political stance.
Because, yes.
Bad thing. Yeah,
no, and because that implies she's working.
Good one. What? Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure does, Brian.
Especially since they're not unionized.
Morph balls?
Yeah. I don't think morph balls are unionized.
I don't think so either.
There's something deeply unnatural about it, though.
Yeah.
I don't think Samus would be irresponsible enough to don the power armor if she was with child.
I don't know, so, man. Did you see all the dumbass story developments they made in Metroid Other M? She's...
No.
Yeah, neither did anyone else. But I'm she! Oh!
Oh!
I'll be here all week. Thank you.
Enjoy the buffet.
That was our last question. Unless any of you guys have questions.
Oh, let's see. Okay, I have one. This is from Wes from the forums from NitroBeard.com. Dear Beardcast, why are you all so handsome? Thank you for that question.
Yeah, thank you. It's an important question. I'm glad you asked that. I'm glad somebody finally asked us that.
I mean, we were waiting. We've had nearly 40 episodes, and we were just waiting for that one.
Yeah. I blame my handsomeness on my superior genetics.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, good genes. The beard. It's definitely the beard.
Yeah, the beard. I mean, the beard, as we've learned, I mean, our storied career has shown that beards are success.
Speaking of, I have to do a shameless show right now. Well, not shameless. It's kind of shameless. I recently posted up on NitroBeard.com a post entitled, I Whip My Beard Back and Forth.
Oh, yeah, man.
Which is some... we've mentioned Programmer Gauntlet on the show before. We had Andrew Reddy, who plays the RPG master on Programmer Gauntlet. And for anyone who doesn't know the premise behind the show, I don't know. You can kind of equate it to The Office, but for video games,
yeah,
or video gamers.
Yeah.
And that may or may not be a direct quote from something I'll mention in a minute. But so I've recently been brought on to the crew. One of my friends from college who I started doing parkour with got dragged in. Well, not dragged in. Somehow he got in touch with them and became the platforming game master. And so they filmed my first appearance. And so up there right now is some behind-the-scenes footage for this chase scene that we shot on the college campus I work at. And the actual full short gets released tomorrow, which is Friday, which by the time you hear this might already probably be Friday. So go look it up. And the direct quote I pulled was from Paul Herding, the director, about it kind of being The Office for video games. He did an interview with, I don't know, somebody from Screw Attack, who has picked them up.
Yeah.
They've picked up the show, which is really great news for them.
Yeah, congratulations.
They've put so much work into it, and it's really nice to kind of see them get featured in the right place and kind of get some more exposure for them.
And you can tell, so, I mean, yeah, they're just getting more and more popular, and they deserve all of that popularity.
Yeah,
because it's freaking so hilarious.
Super congratulations to them, and make sure you check either ProgrammerGauntlet.com or ScrewAttack.com, or I'll probably post it up on NitroBeard.com tomorrow.
We'll always be
to see the full short.
Yeah. We'll always be buddies with Programmer Gauntlet, so we'll probably have just throughout the year a bunch of stuff in regards to them, but maybe even some more special guests from there.
Yes, certainly. We definitely. I know Roger, who plays Retro on the show, who's fucking hilarious. actually wanted to come on, so I've got to get in touch with him.
Oh, so good. Yes. Oh, that'd be
they
so.
Also lead to mad page views, so we were happy with Programmer.
Yeah, man, they brought a whopping of people. Like, no lie, they brought a lot of people with them. So we will definitely leech as much as possible.
And yeah, that's what I said. I said whenever after I heard that they got picked up on Screw Attack, I was like, oh well, I guess whenever my character's on screen, he's just going to be like Nitro Beard. Don't
just wear a Nitro Beard shirt.
Yeah, just wear a Nitro Beard shirt.
It's like holding a sign at WrestleMania.
Stamp on my forehead, everything. So just had to mention that. Congratulations. You can see my pretty beard on screen. Go check it out.
It looks pretty rad, the behind the scenes stuff. And I noticed you guys use Steadicam. Like, you guys were learning how to do
this. This was Paul's first learning and usage of the Steadicam.
It's tough. Like, yeah.
It's not like the full body rig.
Right.
This is just kind of a little handheld, which works as well.
Yeah. Does it have the equalizer, the equalizing bass on it?
I think
it looked like a pendulum, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think. I don't remember. It looked like an upside down T.
Yeah, a lot of that, because the thing with Steadicams is they're usually very top heavy, but what you have is an equalizer that kind of looks like something from like an old grandfather alarm clock type deal, like, oh, a big grandfather clock, and it's like dangling down at the bottom. That way, it equalizes itself, so it never goes too far one way or another. Like, yeah, we did some Steadicam work in college, and it was fun, but yeah, it was just a headache. We had like a whole day of training, because it's unwieldy, to say the least.
Yeah, but it came out pretty nice. I can't wait to see the finished product. I haven't seen it, but it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Finally, after all these years in college with my friend, Sam and playing City of Heroes with. And this is the guy I played City of Heroes with, who I was talking about, who plays DC Online now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we finally become nemesises, or I have become his nemesis, his arch-villain,
we'll play it,
if you will.
You represent the bad guys. That's what we do here at Night's Beard.
Go check out Programmer Gauntlet. There's a really intricate story there if you want to look into it. Otherwise, you can just enjoy it at face value. Right. So let's real quick, I guess, talk about what we've been playing.
Yeah, yeah. Who wants to start off?
Imran does.
Sure. So I got accepted into the Microsoft Xbox Live update plan thing.
Yeah.
And one of the things they're doing is they're sending me a free copy of Halo Reach, and I realize I've never played a Halo game.
Really?
Yeah. So I own Halo 3, but last time I played it was like a year or two ago, and I had such a headache when I played the game that every time I've tried to actually put it back in, I keep associating it with that headache.
Right. Yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder. You're like, oh, God.
But, too much pro.
I actually tried to put the game in this time and play through it, and I'm actually a little surprised because I thought Halo was this serious war drama kind of game.
Not...
But it's really silly.
Yeah, it's pretty tongue-in-cheeky. It's
like there's knee-high enemies with like high-pitched voices,
yeah,
saying like "feet don't fail me now" and running away.
You know what? And we mentioned this a long time ago. I'm like one of the first beer casts. I was like, whenever I see those Halo enemies, the first thing that comes to mind is MDK. Those those like little tiny shell high-pitched voices. That's exactly what comes to mind. And like the character design is exactly that. And beyond that, I'll say what I've always said, where, you know, Halo is a solid game. It's a good game, but, it hasn't done anything that PC FPSs have been doing for years.
Yeah.
Well, sure, but that's not the important thing about Halo. It does that PC stuff in the console.
Yes, so. Exactly. It brought FPS games to the Unleashed console.
Well, maybe it's because I've been playing a lot of linear FPSs, but I actually kind of find Halo 3 refreshing because I can, like, all the battles are just big sandboxes.
Yep, that's...
And being able to do whatever I want is actually kind
of
cool.
30 seconds of fun. That's their game design philosophy, is we want you to have 30 seconds of amazing fun forever. Like, for every moment you're in that game, we want you to drive around and do something funny in your Warthog, and we want you to jump out and sticky grenade some dude before he yells that his feet won't let him down, and it's a bunch of nonsense sometimes, but I mean, everything there with Halo is super solid, and I will say anything that brings a LAN party to people that have never had a LAN party before is A-OK in my book.
Well, it's also weird? Important that...
Well, it's weird that, like, in cutscenes, Master Chief will talk... But when you're just walking around with your bros and your allies, and they'll be like, I bet you sure like doing war, huh, Master Chief? And you won't say anything? And they'll be like, yeah, you do.
But I think it's important to note that the whole Halo thing came before like the Call of Duty stuff really started turning the FPS like war game into like serious business.
Right.
So
yeah, that's true. And I mean,
before like solidified everything, when, you know, the Call of War has actually turned it into this linear thing you can't really have a lot of fun with.
Right. My biggest complaint with the Halo franchise is Master Chief. And it's always been Master Chief because he's a terrible character.
He doesn't seem to be much of a character.
Exactly.
He occasionally reacts to things.
Right. And people can make that argument about Gordon Freeman, but you learn
about a lot of gaming guys like that, characters.
But with Gordon Freeman... He is a well-rounded character because the people around him are well-rounded characters.
Yeah.
Like, he associates himself with good people. I mean, you know what I mean? And they think of him highly, so by happenstance, you think of him highly. Like, it's an effective deal that Valve really gets. But with Master Chief, it's Jesus syndrome. It's, oh, well, we were in trouble, but Master Chief's here. Yay, he killed 4,000 people. Yay.
And the rest of the army is, like, completely incompetent without Master Chief. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, they don't know how to fucking shoot weapons, and they're, like, headbutting themselves into a bus. Like, who knows what they're doing?
It's like the Vic Viper that you send out there against, like, the Birdo army. It's the only thing you've got that'll stop the horrible alien invasion. Only it's a dude with a gun instead of a spaceship.
Yeah.
Wait, the Birdo army?
Yeah, the Birdo. That was actually the... God, that was actually...
Like the fucking... The Birdo army. Like the Mario the 2 enemy?
No, that's what they're called. The Birdo. The BYRDO. And, but I got the series wrong. It's actually... I think it's R-type.
Vic Viper. Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Bardo?
Bardo.
See, the thing I don't get, and maybe this is because I haven't played the previous two Halo games, but everyone's only, like, the entire army is only ever talking about Master Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing they talk about. And I don't feel I've done anything that actually, like, you know, warrants everybody talking about me ever. Yeah. That's the only thing. Like, even when I'm not in the room, I get the feeling only people are talking about Master Chief.
Yeah, well, exactly. And it,
there was that time you let hundreds of soldiers get murdered.
So what's happening in Halo Reach? They don't have, like, Master Chief to talk about because he's on another planet.
And, man, and Imran, I don't want to give away the ending, but...
You just did.
No. But they had a perfect ending until the very ending. Mm. And, oh, man.
Is it a, but what you saw just happened didn't actually happen, maybe, kind of ending?
No. I mean, everything happened, and it completely happens, and there's no retconning, and... But they do one particular sleight of hand that I didn't like.
I was always kind of disappointed that they didn't have, like, the next Halo game be an Arbiter game. I always thought that was the direction.
Arbiter's the best thing to come out of that series, yeah, man.
He was fantastic. He had great gameplay elements to him. I thought that was the natural progression with that. But
and he actually had a fucking story.
Yeah, he's pretty great. All right.
But, yeah. Let's see. Anything else, Imran?
Not really. I played a bit of Nintendogs, and I don't want to really go into that. But one interesting thing is my dog... When my girlfriend opened my 3DS, it did not recognize her and would bark at her for a while.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Until she, like, you know, petted it and talked to it for a while, it would act really mean. And now the game will give me messages saying, like, your dog misses this other person.
That's pretty wild. Like, well played.
She pulled some Stockholm Syndrome shit on your dog.
Yeah, you better watch out, man.
I feel kind of betrayed, honestly.
Yeah, you better watch out, brother.
That's basically it.
Awesome.
Let's see, Mark, you been playing anything? Or?
I just finished Assassin's Creed 2 over the weekend, so I can finally get into Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
How'd you like the ending?
That sure was an ending. I don't know, I don't like the fact that it went Metal Gear Solid at the very end of it. I don't know.
You could tell they were fighting against it. They really wanted to do it the entire game, but they held off at least until that very end.
Yeah, and it kind of broke things. I can't really explain it without, like, spoiling it, but there was just a lot of really disappointing things at the end of it, so nice. But I started back on Nier because I broke into AC2 right in the middle of playing Nier. I'm playing that again. It's just a really weirdly paced game because, like, for the first... I'm doing some side quests stuff for like 20 hours. It's just like fetch quest. Then all of a sudden there's like 10 minutes of just plot. Here's some fucking plot. Okay, now here's some more fetch quest up the yang. And they do this thing where they introduce a character and like 5 minutes later you're supposed to have this incredible emotional connection with this character. And it's very hard to do because we literally only had like 3 lines of dialogue with this guy. So I don't know
There's
if it's like something weird in translation.
For that. It'll come up much, much later, but there's story reasons for a lot of the stuff that seems kind of abridged.
I would hope so. I mean, I enjoy the game. It does some weird things in gameplay-wise. Like, it relies on block puzzles a lot for some weird reason.
Only in certain
nonsense. Yeah, but it's still annoying. That shouldn't be there. It just feels like filler. You know, it really does. But yeah, I mean, it's a good game. It's just depressing as hell because nobody's allowed to be happy in this universe. So, it's really bad, yeah. And things are falling apart, and it doesn't look like things can get better. But it's fundamentally a good game, so I'm enjoying it.
Isn't that fishing game?
Sort of, yeah. It was the game that had the horribly broken fishing system that apparently turned a bunch of people away from it.
See, so fishing's not broken so much is that the instructions they give you in the game are completely wrong.
Yeah, huh. And the part where they give you the fishing thing is like nowhere near the side quest you need to do fishing. And it doesn't tell you this at all because you're fishing because you go up to this dock to get the fishing instrument or whatever, or learn about fishing, but the place where you're supposed to fish in order to move the plot forward is somewhere else entirely in that town. But the game has no interest in telling you this. Huh. So you're just sitting there like for 2 hours, and what the fuck am I doing with this fishing? Like Imran said, like the fishing like instructions are completely backwards. So you're saying I'm doing something wrong. So, and then later you realize, oh wait, the X is on this completely other part of the town. Now, fuck this game.
It is a game where Google is not a bad companion.
Yeah, it's, someone on my Facebook page said that was the shelf moment for a lot of people for that game. I thought, yeah, that's pretty accurate. That's otherwise it's a fantastic game, but just some really weird design decisions going on there.
Interesting, Brian. What have you been?
Let's see. Been playing the usual Left 4 Dead 2 now and again. I don't know. It's been a pretty busy week, but I've every now and again squeezed in some more Nimbus, that game I was talking about last time, and still really enjoying that. It's pretty, it's polished, and it's fun. And on the iPhone toilet gaming front, I recently picked up a game by Moby Game, which is the guys that made Edge, which went through that whole fucking lawsuit deal with Tim Langdell, saying he copyrighted the word Edge and whatnot. But I've been playing a game they put out that went on sale for like 99 cents. It might still be. Go pick it up. It's really good. Called Perfect Cell, which is a 2.5D kind of puzzle game, sort of. I don't know. It's platforming, but not really, because you're a floating kind of like alien species. Mm-hmm. But you can float around. They're kind of puzzles. You can like dash attack enemies. But it's really good. It's really, really good. I highly recommend it. Go check it out. Look for, if you Google Perfect Cell, I'm probably going to get some DBZ shit.
Erotica.
No. The first, the second result is Cell from Dragon Ball, but the first result is Perfect Cell for iPhone. And go check it out. Watch some videos on YouTube or something. And it's really fun and definitely worth the $5 it was before, and certainly worth 99 cents if you have an iPhone. So do it.
Kick ass.
And yes, you, Wes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been basically just playing two main games and then actually downloading one right now. The one I'm downloading is the SOCOM 4 beta. I'm interested to see what they do, because isn't this the one without Zipper at the helm, or is Zipper still doing this one? Anybody?
I don't know anything.
I've never played a SOCOM game, never had...
The first few SOCOMs are pretty good, but that was also before stuff like Rainbow Six Vegas came out, where they are kind of different experiences, I'll give you that, but like they have a lot more in common than they don't, if that makes sense. But I'm interested to see what they did with SOCOM, because I mean, the last one I played, I think, was the first Fireteam Bravo on PSP. It was pretty good. I mean, it's a series that's very much an acquired taste, but you know, it works.
This seems weird. They waited this long to do a PS3 game out of it. So what those guys have been doing.
Well, wasn't there was some like development hell for that game, wasn't there? Like I remember hearing about SOCOM for PlayStation 3, and then one came out for PlayStation 3, but it was like multiplayer only, and then they pulled it, and then just some weird fucking bizarre shit that was going on.
Was it supposed to be a Move launch title or something?
Honestly, I thought it was supposed to be like 6 months after PlayStation 3 launched title. Like, SOCOM 4 was supposed to come out many, many years ago, but then the rights were sold, and then one team made MAG, and then the other team kind of sort of made SOCOM, and then dropped it because they lost funding, and then someone else bought these rights to it. Like, it's been just a bizarre thing. But I'm interested just to see if it's even a video game at this point. But, But the two main games I've been playing on the PC front is Rift, that MMO, which is actually really good. I know I'll get some hate for it, but it's good. It is not a WoW killer, but nothing needs to be a WoW killer, in my opinion. It does enough stuff different that if you're looking for an MMO that is not World of Warcraft, it's absolutely the one to get. I recommend it over any of the other ones. I've played my fair share of MMOs. And then I actually restarted Star Ocean, Second Evolution for PSP. That's one of my Star Ocean, the second story, is like one of my favorite games ever. And I totally forgot I owned it for a portable system. And I remember the day I bought it, I was like, oh my god, if 12-year-old me knew that I could fucking play this video game in the palm of my hand, he would have shit himself. You know, I had one of those moments. But yeah, that's about it for me. But
video games.
Yeah, video games. Right. And I think we're about out here, but we have a special guest to take us out, and his name is Zan Shikaze. And Zan Shikaze, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I love my PC, PS3, Wii, and my vintage systems. I'm just a young man from the Jackson Purchase as aspiring writer and comedian. I love to cook, mostly Japanese, Chinese, Italian, Mexican, Russian, and contemporary United States and Southern food. I love photography, filmmaking, and the arts in general. I read quite a bit, you know, my favorite authors are Vonnegut, Nietzsche, Camus, Anne Rice.
Oh, that's some heavy reading.
Isaac Asimov, H.G. Wells, Douglas Adams. I love gaming, since it's probably what I do most. I play the MMO Shadowbane, as well as the Lord of the Rings online. But I also love the Wii, and my DS, and the many retro systems like Dreamcast. I'm very big into Japanese culture, including but not limited to language, music, games, and cuisine. I speak some Japanese too, as well as a very small bit of Arabic. Sorkara. Nihongo ga Kyoto Jozuja Nitesuyo. I'm very into anime and things that relate to it, so that's a warning or a great statement, I suppose. One thing I'm very in tune with, or like to think I'm in tune with, is the weird. I love that witch is beyond the normalcy accepted by the majority of the populace.
Is that even a sentence?
There's a very wondrous thing in the disturbed looks of people when someone or something odd comes into vision. For that reason, Halloween is one of my favorite holidays, as well as Christmas. I'm very interested in people to whom weirdness is attracted, since it tends to be attracted to me as well. All in all, you know, I'm generally someone who can have a great time in a small town Waffle House or a crowded arcade.
See, that's not something you want to advertise. Well, I can have a great time at a Waffle House.
I'm also a good time in a barren, closed, mall-infested road strip in a large city at 3 in the morning.
That's probably worse.
That's a rapist.
That's a determining factor in having my fun is the people who are with me. And failing that, my own imagination. Which, having ADHD, I attempt to spike with hyperactive stimuli created by things around me or myself. I don't know how to end these things, so Gambate Kadusai Matane.
Goodbye.
Let's see.
Well, I also like killing zombies, LARPing, manga, being a mime.
And manga?
I like pole dancing. That's real. I'm not making this shit up. I like reading and robotics. My individuality is I'm a vampire and I have a stash.
No, you're not.
Let's see. But there was something else funny here. Oh, God, where is it?
There's nothing funny.
Oh, it's all so funny.
It's amazing.
Let's see. My height. Oh, here it is.
I'm seeking women. Height 3'1" to 7'1".
He's really going for 12-year-olds?
Or midgets.
Possibly Snooki.
Yeah, no, oh, wait a minute. His age is no preference.
Huh. I told you, kind of a rapist.
Yeah.
Kind of, just a little.
I mean, I would feel bad making fun of this guy, but I don't.
Well, he's a rapist.
Well, there's nothing we can do to him that life has not done already.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, for the record, this dude, like I said before, he has, like, hockey shin guards on, which I lovingly refer to as the Casey Jones shin guards. And then he has, like, his LARPing stuff on in one picture. And
what gets me about the shin guards is he's not wearing, like, a costume at this point.
Yeah, no. He's wearing...
The shin guards are, like, his normal attire.
Yeah, he's wearing his cargo pants and his denim jacket.
Maybe he has fragile shins.
Yeah. You never know. With all that Russian food he cooks, you never know. I just like that he says, I like food mostly, and then he names every type of culture on the planet that makes food.
Mostly, you know, Saskatchewan. Food.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, dude? Alright. Are we done?
We are done.
I say we're done.
We'll see you guys.
Goodbye.